let's get it on. Yeah, ready. Ready. Hold on. Hey, it is July 2026. And here's the part that always sounds the same. Coming down in 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Alternative Vashon on Voice of Vashon Radio 101.9 FM, coming to you from a dude's garage on beautiful Vashon Island. I'm Bill Reed. I'm the dude. Vashon Island is an actual island. It's located just outside Seattle, Washington, USA. Today's show is the Regrets Show. Regrets about omissions from the Totally series. Past 6 episodes, we focused on the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And yeah, I've got a few regrets. The Pixies are here, ready to play one live in the Alt Vashon Garage. Go.
Stay on while I small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I regret not playing the first song ever played on MTV when the station signed on in 1981 and changed music forever. Yeah. The Buggles' Video Killed the Radio Star on this regrets edition of Alternative Vashon with Bill Reed, coming off a series of shows called the Totally Series, Totally 90s, Totally 80s, Totally 70s. And there were some glaring omissions.
Regrets. I've had a few.
Like In Excess, Suicide Blonde. That's a 90s banger. Somehow I missed that. Pixies at the top, live in the Alt Vashon Garage. Here Comes Your Man. How did I not play the Pixies? Oh, well. Velvet Underground coming up. Also Joy Division. Long Lost Song back to 1978 in about a half hour. And Moby hangs out in 15 minutes or so.
Let's get ready to rumble!
We'll be right back.
Island people, this is Lindsay Lohan. Thanks for checking out Alternative Vashon with Bill Reed.
Standing on the corner, suitcase in my hand. Jacket's in his corset, Jane is in her vest. And me, I'm in a rock and roll band. Huh. Riding a Stutz Bearcat Jim. You know, those were different times. All the poets, they studied rules of verse. And those ladies, they rolled their eyes. CJ! The Jack, he is a banker, and Jane, she is a clerk, and both of them save their monies, and when they come home from work, ooh, sitting down by the fire, ooh, the radio does play the classical music there, Jim. The march of the winter soldiers, all you protesters, you can hear Jack say, get ready. CJ! Come on, baby. CJ! CJ! Some people, they like to go out dancing, and other people say, just watch me now. And there's even some evil mothers. Well, they're gonna tell you that everything is just dirt. You know that women never really faint, and that villains always blink their eyes. Ooh. And that, you know, children are the only ones who blush, and that life is just to die.
See?
Oh my God, imagine my deep feeling of regret and remorse when I realized that I didn't play any Velvet Underground on the Totally 70s edition of Alternative Vashon by Bill Reid, Totally 70s. I guess I consider them a 60s band, but Loaded, their final album, came out in 1970, and not only was Sweet Jane on that record, so was Rock and Roll.
Regrets, I've had a few.
Velvet Underground, Sweet Jane, God. Jesus and Mary Chain, Just Like Honey. Chemical Brothers with Noel Gallagher of Oasis, Setting Sun. Electronic music was huge in the 90s, and somehow I failed to play any electronic music in Totally 90s. Electronic music is now called EDM, electronic dance music. Drugs were and are a huge part of EDM. Moby, do tell.
I mean, it's sort of the dirty secret of the world of electronic dance music is it. I would say it's very associated with drugs. Like if you're at a rave and there are 50,000 people there, the number of people who are not on drugs is sort of like almost a statistical anomaly.
Yeah.
you can tell Rolling Stone magazine that my last words were... I'm on drugs!
Darling, don't you go and cut your hair. Do you think it's gonna make him change?
I'm just a boy with a new haircut,
and that's a pretty nice haircut. Charge you like a puzzle, hit me wearing muzzles. Hesitate to die, look around, around. The second drummer drowned, this telephone is down.
From Jeremy in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Bill, just finished all three installments of the Totally 90s series on Alternative Vashon. I've heard them on Mixcloud. No Pavement? Seriously? Oh, well, you never played Pavement on the end in the 90s either. So what did I expect? All right, he's talking about 107.7 The End in Seattle. I did afternoons there in the 90s. Jeremy, we did play Pavement on the end. We played the hell out of that song, Cut Your Hair. They had a lot of great songs, and we probably should have played more Pavement. Joy Division, Love Will Tear Us Apart. Don't know how I missed that one. Moby, Porcelain, Bill Reed, Alternative Vashon, Regrets Edition, bands that didn't get played in the Totally series the past month and a half.
Regrets. I've had a few.
Long Lost Song is next. It's a glaring 70s omission. A group out of Boston, Massachusetts that has been hailed as the very first platinum new wave band. It's 1978 next on the Long Lost Song.
This slice of VOV goodness is brought to you by our fearless underwriters. See the list at voiceofvashon.org. And while you're snooping around, hit that donate button like you mean it.
Okay, time for the long-lost song. On Alternative Vashon, every week we pluck a track from the alt-rock canon, focus upon it with laser-like intensity, and talk a little bit about what was going on around us when that song was on the radio. This time around, the year is 1978. Where were you in 78? Space Invaders was the big video game in 1978 and probably the first and last video game I was ever good at. I was better after a couple bong hits. Punk rock was mutating into new wave, a gentler, more melodic form of punk, something radio would actually play. I think Blondie, Talking Heads, and for sure today's long-lost song band. They combined the hooks of classic pop, the energy of punk, and the sleekness of synthesizers, and man, were they ever cool looking. One of the few modern bands totally embraced by mainstream rock radio in 1978. From their debut album titled The Cars, here's Just What I Needed. It's today's long-lost song on Alternative Vashon. Song on Alternative Vashon, Regrets Edition. Do I regret not playing The Cars on the totally 70s installment of Alternative Vashon? Is the Pope Catholic? Just What I Needed off The Cars' 1978 self-titled debut. Monster record. My Best Friend's Girl, Good Times Roll, Moving in Stereo, also on that record. 6 times platinum, one of the biggest debut albums in history. The Cars' biggest LP, but certainly not their only successful album in the 80s. The band sort of fizzled out by the end of the decade. Singer Benjamin Orr died of cancer in 2000. Main man Rick Ocasek went on to produce hit records for other bands. He produced all the best Weezer records. Ocasek died in 2019. Catch the long-lost song every week right here on Alternative Vashon, Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
couple of tracks produced by Rick Ocasek of The Cars. Romeo Void, Never Say Never, 1982. And Weezer, Undone, the sweater song, off the debut Weezer album, the Blue Album, 1994. Ocasek also produced Weezer's Green Album in 2001. And Hole, Celebrity Skin, and Bad Brains, Rock for Light. The Alternative Vashon Regrets show is coming to an end. Regretting songs and bands that I missed in the Totally series, 90s, 80s, and 70s. They're up on Mixcloud now. Worth checking out. Bill Reed bringing the classic alternative every week, hand-forged in my Vashon Island garage and served up hot on the old-school airwaves by Voice of Vashon Radio, 101.9 FM. On demand anytime, voiceofvashon.org. Subscribe on Mixcloud. Have the show delivered to your inbox every week. I got to get out of here. Got to catch a ferry.
Oh, listen, one more thing. It'll just take a second.
I'll leave you with one more glaring omission. How did I not play The Replacements on Totally 80s? Oh, well, okay. Here's a non-single masterpiece, a total anthem called Left of the Dial, Replacements. See you next week.
Good night and party on!
Party on, Wayne!
Party on, Garth.